You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, January 17, 2019, week 274. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Are you ready?
I am.
It's time for America's Sweetheart. Mike?
All right.
As a child, this person appeared on a March 1994 ABC News special called President Clinton Answering Children's Questions. The question this person asked President Clinton, I was just wondering, how can you help the families where there's a mom and she's taking care of a kid or kids and the father isn't willing or isn't able to pay child support, which was inspired by their own family situation?
A deep question from a child. They're supposed to be softball questions. Let's see. Who had that situation? I have no idea. That's like a famous anecdote.
This person auditioned to play Barack Obama for Saturday Night Live and was offered to become a feature player, but when the writer's strike came to pass in 2008, they found out that Mad TV would be continuing and lost the part and the opportunity to be on SNL. SNL cast member Fred Armisen went on to play Obama on the show, and this person gets to be Obama on something else.
This is Mr. Jordan Peele.
It is Mr. Jordan Peele.
All right, nice. Almost shocked he hasn't been America's Sweetheart.
I know, right?
Seems like he would have been after all the Jordan Peele love from Get Out, I feel like.
He was just passed over.
Just skipped on by. But
maybe
never too late. Once you're America's Sweetheart, you are retroactively America's Sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet at him because I think he was very active on Twitter. How old? He was born on February 21st. How old do you think he is?
How old is he? Because he's been around a while. But he can't be. I'm going to have to say he's in his 40s, and I'm going to say he's 41.
Very close. He's 39 years old.
Oh, 39. Okay. All right.
Which means in 1994, when he was in that thing, that was 24 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was a young 15-year-old.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was, for some reason, I was thinking like
I was thinking children
kids,
too.
Like children,
like seven.
I was like, that's not that deep. That's not that. That's a really. I want to see that video if I can find.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's out there.
How tall?
Hmm.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay.
I'll
give you a hint. This person has a half.
Oh.
In their height.
I'll guess the half then. Because I always think that Keegan-Michael Key's really tall, but I think he is really tall, though. So I'm going to have to say, let me go, he's 5'9 and a half.
He's not.
5'10 and a half.
He's 5'7 and a half.
Oh, he's shorter. Really? How tall is, well, maybe he could be it someday. So
yeah, I'll tell you.
I'll probably forget anyway.
I'm guessing like 6'2".
Yeah, he's got to be that tall.
He's 6'1.5".
Okay, so he's made to look even taller by
being Jordan. Next to a tiny person.
Because he seems taller than that. He does seem like 6'2".
Yeah.
When you think about him. It's also, I feel like if you're skinnier too, in my head, he looks like he'd be tall.
Highest grossing movie?
Huh.
Let's see if he has a box office mojo.
You're going to have to go Keanu.
I think you're missing the elephant in the room here.
He has to be in it, directing the
actor.
Account. Yeah. The elephant in the room. I'm missing the elephant in the room. Keanu's pretty good. I thought I made some money.
That's his third highest grossing,
really?
Which is
third
out
highest.
Of three, it says.
What else is he in?
He was in a movie. I'm pretty sure you saw it. Hmm. I saw it. I know I saw it.
What movie is he in?
I was like, oh, this is better than I thought it would be.
Trying to think what he's in. If he could have only showed up in Get Out. So much easier.
Yeah, because Get Out made
all the money.
Over $100 million more than his number one movie that he was a character in.
Let's see. What is Jordan Peele in? He's in some.
Oh, this is domestic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of TV. Is he a voice or something?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, he must be a voice. Something. Oh gosh, what is? I think it's gonna. The answer is gonna be Toy Story 4. Is what?
Oh,
I,
obviously.
In the future. If that counts, does the future count?
Toy Story 4 is probably going to make more than Get Out.
I think so. So that's my guess.
I'll give you a hint. It's this movie. There was not this movie he was in called Storks.
Yeah,
that's number two.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I didn't know he voiced in that.
I think he voices a stork in that.
Is he in Boss Baby?
Along the same lines, where the main character is
a baby, a boss.
I think mainly viewed in only
Minions,
like mainly almost naked. He's not Minions.
The main.
He's guys, nearly naked.
Nearly naked. The Grinch. Is he in the Grinch?
No, he's not in the Grinch. You're getting close though. It's crazy.
He's not in the Larks like Danny DeVito, is he?
No, but it's a different children's book.
Oh, Horton Hears Who?
That's no,
Steve Carell.
It's a Dr. Seuss book. I said different children's book. I would have said another Dr. Seuss movie.
Where the Wild Things Are? Oh, that's the live action kind of.
And that was before he was famous.
No, he's been around.
Yeah,
forever.
But
he was famous to me. I saw Mad TV.
If you're telling me if any of those Mad TV people went on to be one of like the monsters in Where the Wild Things Are, that'd be huge news.
Know who played those monsters. So
I think they were nobodies. I think they were just people who. That's what they did professionally.
I feel like that's not how it works nowadays.
Not anymore. Yeah, we're talking about a movie that came out when we were still in high school when that movie came out.
Yeah, but I still think it could have been somebody famous. But they weren't that famous at the time. That's
okay. I know who else is in this movie.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. Ed Helms. Nick Kroll.
Oh, no. Not helpful.
Yeah, like the three... People
Kevin Hart's in everything.
Ed Helms and Nick Kroll. I think Nick Kroll was the bad guy in the movie.
Oh, I know it now.
Mainly naked.
Captain Underpants.
Yeah. Do you know the full title?
Captain Underpants. What is the title? No, I don't know. The
first epic movie.
The first epic movie. Yeah. I forgot he was one of the kids.
Yeah.
I just forgot that was him. I thought his voice work was so good. I forgot it was him.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
America's Sweetheart this week.
There we go.
For now, it's time for This Week in Movies and Now. Glass.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about this?
I heard about some of the reviews, and I'm not happy.
I read one on Reddit today that said it was all right.
Okay.
And like the ending was very divisive though. And he's like, I love the ending.
Did say mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But they do say that the performances are good.
Yeah.
I didn't really read a review.
They said it was really good, like superhero comic movie.
Okay. But I feel like I might like it
then. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the audience will like it and the critics are just
idiots.
Yeah.
Maybe they're racist.
I just feel disappointed that it's not as well received as
Split
and
or Unbreakable. Yeah.
Well, what's there? Let me see.
What if? Okay, because once I read, he didn't
Unbreakable
post.
Unbreakable might not be that highly rated. I'm not sure.
I think it's very highly rated.
Like, Rotten Tomatoes.
Was that his first movie? Or was that his second movie?
No, he did The Sixth Sense, remember?
Yeah, I didn't remember that one. I can't remember which one was first.
I think. Okay, so Unbreakable is like 69 and 77 audience. And then Split.
It's probably also 69.
Yeah, 76, 79. So they're close. But this one's like 30.
Yeah.
But.
It's no okay, Lady in the Water or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, I wonder if it's like.
That's pretty good for him.
Is it M. Night Shyamalan? Like, bottom. That's what I'm curious about.
It's not bottom.
Is it like, it's not worse than Last Airbender?
No.
I never saw that, though. It's the worst. I don't think I've seen any of the bad M. Night Shyamalan because I just avoid them.
I never watched The Village.
I never watched. Did he do that one with Will Smith?
After Earth.
After Earth, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't even put his name on it.
That's the one where they hit him. That was like rock bottom for him.
That was rock bottom for Will Smith.
That was rock bottom for Will Smith also. They're like, we're both having bad times. Let's collab. And then no.
I think that's what drove Will Smith to Scientology.
Well, has he been? I mean, he has been having a better-ish run, but it's not.
It's not great. He's like the new Johnny Depp.
Should be better. Yeah, they pay him. Like, he's not worth what people pay him. So I'm surprised people. We'll see what happens with this Aladdin movie.
He lucked out with the Independence Day too.
Yeah, he made a good choice there, man.
Yeah.
Like, what did he choose instead? Did he choose Suicide Squad over that movie?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a better choice. At least that movie made money.
And he got like a multi-picture deal out of it.
And people like him in that movie.
Yeah. Even though he's like trying to tutor his daughter with how to kill a guy.
Yeah. But he's throwback to old Will. He's like Will Smith. If Will Smith killed people.
Oh, wait. So back to which M. Night Shyamalan movie he's using. Unbreakable? You've seen.
Unbreakable. I've seen Sixth Sense. I've seen Signs.
Did you watch...
that may be it.
The Happening?
No.
That's all right.
I kind of stopped because I just heard...
The Village you didn't see.
I guess I haven't seen a bad M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Lady in the Water.
Maybe
I shouldn't
take all these people's words for it.
You can watch them.
I know. I just
watch The Happening. That movie was terrible.
I know. I just hear such bad things.
What about the bees, guys?
I'm like, I need to hear at least one good thing from somebody.
What about the bees?
This movie may be the one I watch the last.
The one bad movie.
I may wait until the audience, because I feel like the audience could give it like 80%. Go. I'm probably in.
Let's see what his.
I feel like we do this every now and then. Is look at his IMDb. Well, we do that with a lot of people. We go, where did it go wrong with a lot of people?
Oh, The Visit.
The Visit. That was. I like that movie. That was good, right? That was really where you started to turn around. People say Split, but it's really that movie. It's The Visit.
It was The Visit.
Yeah.
Like, what a great twist. Huh. That's stupid. Plagiarism.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, whoa! Mac from It's Always Sunny sued him for plagiarism between Signs and Lord of the Barons, the Jersey Devil.
What?
This was back in the day.
From Mac?
That's what Mac claims. I think that's his name, right? Robert McKilla?
Yeah.
That makes that episode so much better.
Is that why the show's called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Because M.I. Tremont's from Philadelphia?
No, it's because also Mac is from Philadelphia.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was the reason. Because they shoot in California, so I just assumed they...
Is that his...
I just assumed...
That's not his name.
Rob Meckle? Thought it was.
Dang it.
Copy paste is harder than you think.
Yeah. Where'd it go? Where did I go wrong?
In life or in this situation?
It can't be him. It must be a different guy.
Okay. Yeah, I just assume it's always something. They picked an arbitrarily picked city.
Oh, wait, okay, wait. I was here. Huh. According to E! Online. That's according to Wikipedia, though. Anyways, we don't know if that's true or not.
So I'm going to say it's not true until...
Oh, it's on two different articles, though. Mention it. Simon & Schuster may file a case. Yeah, I don't know. This was in 2004. And that doesn't take me to the article, so. I don't know. That'd be crazy if it's true, though.
Yeah.
Because then that makes that episode so much better. What's the name of that movie? In the fake movie in... Yeah, it's right here. I found the article. Nope. E-Online is the worst. Okay. I was going to look. The whole point of me going to his page was to find out where he went wrong.
I think it was. Was the happening?
Lady in the Water was before
Lady
that.
In the water. But that one was like, okay.
No, right? That one did horribly.
Oh, that one did do horribly?
Grossed $72 million against $70 million production budget.
Oh.
And then criticism revolving around the self-indulgence with which Shyamalan cast himself in the film. Because I think he was a major character in the movie compared to the other ones, which is like kind of like a...
Yeah, kind of became.
Yeah. Crazy. ~25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Lady in the Water.
Yeah. So yeah, trailer talk, horror noir. It's a new documentary coming to Shudder about African Americans in horror. And I'm interested in that because the trailer really got me because they're like, yeah, what we were doing now was illegal 25 years ago. Or he's like, I was directing movies when it was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Curious about learning about that.
Yeah, that trailer seemed really interesting. I'm interested in it too.
Yeah,
because I only knew of the trope of them killing black people in movies, first, but like I never watched horror movies like old school,
mm-hmm,
or even new school for that matter. But like, yeah. I just know of that trope before I knew that was a trope.
Yeah.
So like, find that whole thing fascinating.
And then we saw.
But then the crazy thing was like I think one of the clips they showed was like a Scream. Yeah. It's like a fairly recent movie. So I'm not that recent, but like within in the year 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh man, they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, it's
like fairly recently.
I think it's been happening and it kept happening until like somewhat recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty much, and now that's the thing.
Like, I think even in Freddy versus Jason,
they joke about it.
Yeah,
so much more than they do it.
Then we saw another trailer we saw the Captain Marvel trailer, yeah, which was awesome.
That was amazing. It was our first like footage of like the actual movie.
Yeah, like, and like dialogue and stuff.
Yeah, dialogue. We did like. To see Brie Larson didn't sound as weird as she does in like, she sounds weirder in the other trailers. I don't know, she sounds normal in this trailer. I don't know why that's,
and like funnier.
So, yeah, funnier. So it's like, oh yeah, this sold me almost more than anything, even though
I wouldn't say like Deadpool, but pretty close, where she's like very self-aware. She's like, oh, so you're gonna wear a hat with the logo for your covert operation.
Yeah, it's like
stuff like that,
all putting out all the dumb stuff that's like goes along with it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to, I think Fury's great too. You're going to wear a suit.
Yeah, but says the person who came here with a rubber suit.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm supposed to take your word on that? A lot of it could.
Yeah, I like the way that the scrolls change, like they're like melting.
Yeah,
like
you see them
you
changing.
You don't really see like shapeshifters in media.
In anything.
Because
it's
stuff
a lot
like
of, it's, yeah, I think it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I think they just, yeah, like anytime it's like.
Like a werewolf
like mystique,
or anything.
Like Mystique transforming. She just has the
yeah.
But that's kind of like an ass. Like it looks really cool, I think.
Yeah. And then we watched a trailer for the documentary Fire, which comes out tomorrow on Netflix,
mm-hmm,
about the Fire Festival, which was that horrible shit show. That was like a music festival that didn't end up happening.
Yeah, I'm really interested by this. Because I remember that story and I was just like, oh, it's that Ja Rule thing. Where they did that concert, didn't work out, and everyone was like stuck there, and it's just like sounds like something. Like if you put yourself in that situation, you'd be like, I spent all this money
to go there,
and this is like,
and
so
this is
terrible.
Like the worst.
And you know, there's some people who like can't afford it that still go there.
Yeah,
and they're just like, this is gonna be awesome. And then it's just that. This is just a crazy story to me.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.